Yep, day two at the Bull. Let's get our teeth into that because yesterday we got our money back. It was a great day of racing, some outstanding results. Big crowd too on day one down there. All to see Gareth Hall, who looked like Doctor Who in his outfit yesterday. Very trendy man was our man, Gareth.
Well, I'm not sure we go quite that far. That brown cable knit sort of number.
I enjoyed it.
Borrowed from a nursing home or something.
He's got a vast wardrobe, our man.
He does.
Gareth. I wonder what he's got for us today. We'll find out in the socials, no doubt, later on before he gets ready for RSN Central. Let's find out what the track is on day two, please, Adam.
Well, firstly, we've got to congratulate Dan Lumsden because he had so much rain overnight Monday night into Tuesday and the track was fantastic. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm sure I'm not as good as you. You'd have to be a pretty proud man.
Yeah, we were very happy with the way the track performed yesterday. It was super.
Fantastic. So how does it pull up going into day two?
Pulled up really well. Wasn't a great deal of marking from yesterday, so we gave it a quick rake and a light roll last night.
Okay, and what have we come up with numbers-wise?
5.98 today, which is a heavy eight still.
5.98. The rail, does it stay in the true?
The rail stays in the true position for another day.
All right, and the weather, I think it's getting better and better as the week progresses, isn't it?
It is. Only light winds today, and it's supposed to be 17 degrees and sunny.
Okay, so you're at eight at the moment. Could you see it getting to a six or a seven potentially?
I can see it getting to a seven today. But when we gave it a roll last night, it brought a little bit of moisture to the surface. And with the dewy night, it sort of just held a bit of moisture on top. But once the sun comes out today, it'll dry out.
All right. Fantastic, Dan. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
No worries. Not a problem.
Good stuff, Dan Lumsden there, track manager at the Bull. So heavy nine yesterday. Upgrade with some weather and some great practice by the staff there to heavy eight today. That's good effort.
Absolutely.
With all that racing. And more to come today. Matty Williams got a couple ready to roll today. He knows this part of the world very, very nicely. Matty, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us, although we are concerned about your first runner.
Amazing pressure.
Unbelievable pressure, Matty, because we had Max Gorn in here yesterday, and Quinny's been on to me to make sure that we get the good oil from you today. What's happening with Arms Giver, race one, number one today?
I didn't sleep last night. The amount of pressure on this horse. he's a really nice horse. He's going to get better as he gets over a little bit more ground and probably next preparation. But he certainly trialled up and shown us good ability that he'd be given a race like that a fair shake today.
So what's he done in preparation? What sort of jump out to trials? How's he gone?
Yeah, he had a couple of trials in New Zealand before he came over, right. And he's had a jump out at Camperdown, which we put him against some older horses there so we could have a good look at him, and we thought he measured up pretty well there. And a couple of gallops that we've had with him, and that he's just lovely, clean-winded horse, sound horse, and he's got a great action that on him. Just gives you ticks a lot of the boxes to say you can, you can have some fun with him.
So Michael Felgate, who is also a part owner here
is
this horse, he is.
I didn't know that.
Everyone in the station's a part
except
owner.
For us.
Except for us.
Not welcome.
He said you couldn't put enough money on this horse today. So I'm not sensing quite the same levels of confidence.
I think the horse could definitely a really good winning hope. But obviously, you know, your first start, you want to see him under some bit of race pressure, race conditions, all that can change things, but but I'm sure they're going to have some fun with him and hopefully kicks off with a winning run today at Woodable.
Right, it's race one, number one, Arms Giver. I didn't know Blue Eyes was in that. That's disappointing. Mm-hmm. Race seven, number five, is Fiorente Last, your other runner today, a little bit later on in the program. Fourth run in this campaign, although a bit of a freshen up. 42 days since its last run. That was a 2100. Back to the 1700 today and back in grade. Is that a bit more suitable, Matty?
It is, yeah. Probably going from Moonee Valley to Sandown, I probably backed her up a little bit quick. And she just doesn't like the backup. She likes a bit of time between runs. She's freshened up really well, and home track, soft conditions will suit. She can certainly run much better if she sort of brought her Moonee Valley run where she ran really good in the country final there. She'd be certainly competitive today.
Righto, that's race seven, number five, Fiorente Lass. So which one's your best, Matty?
Arms Giver.
Arms Giver. We'll take a $2.50 early market at tab.com.au. Quinny will get the 1.02 multiplier, and he'll be up and about after that. And before we let you go, any of those Melbourneites become big pests just yet, one day in?
No, they're all behaving themselves, I think. They've paced themselves well this year, so look out the next couple of days.
I reckon there might be a few rank up the leaderboard for the Pest Stakes.
How just before we let you go, I mean, what was it like to have crowds back there yesterday? I mean, it looked terrific on the television, but for someone that knows the area so well, just the boost to the community.
Oh, it's enormous. Like last year was just like a bit of a dull non-event really at the races. I mean, obviously we're lucky to be racing and all that sort of stuff, but having crowds there, that's what makes the carnival. And someone who's, you know, boys have had a good collect on a horse or something, yahooing and whistling when those jockeys are coming back and stuff, that's what really, you know, gets a bit of adrenaline going and gets your pump ready and trying a bit harder to get a winner on the board.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, it was great watching yesterday. It'll be great watching today. Listen to all the action on RSN 927. Matty, good luck.
No worries. Good on you, guys.
Matty Williams at 2 today. Race 1, number 1, Arms Giver. His best, $2.50 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Felgate's in it.
Mm.
I'm disappointed by this.
Oh, don't worry. I am as well, and I'll let him know.
What's not his fault?
Yes, it is. He could have asked us.
Well, who asked him? That's the question.
I believe Nick Quinn.
Well, then the problem isn't with Michael.
No,
the
I'm not upset with Michael. I'm upset with Nick Quinn. He didn't bring vanilla slices in last Friday, and now he's sort of willy-nilly giving away shares in horses. He didn't even ask us.
No, that hurts. That'll be discussed at some stage. In fact, is Quinny on this morning? Oh, he is. He's our tab update man. Well, he's going to get what for.